ever faithful God, the one that knows the end from the beginning, and the one that feels in between. We magnify your name and we glorify you. Thank you for your ever-abiding presence. And thank you because indeed you meet each one at a point of need. Our expectation as a people will not be cut off. We magnify you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Amen. Welcome to church. I'm feeling very cold. I'm feeling cold. I need this one. Thank you. Hallelujah. No worries, it's unusual for me to feel cold. I've not been treating my body well, so my body is becoming rebellious. Amen. So if in 72 hours, you have only 6 hours of sleep in 72 hours, you know that that's trouble. Okay. Amen. Now this morning at Bible school, it was amazing. It was interesting. And I will tell you something from Bible school, just so to buttress certain things. Or you make Bible school so that you will get everything. We do not come to church because we have to identify with the church. Because you don't come to church because you need to identify with the church. You come to church to learn at the Father's feet, to learn from people, to get encouraged, and you go back and you leave the word of God that you heard from church. This is not the last bus stop. Amen. They say we are pilgrims on a journey. And the journey does not end here. So I was saying that if I leave home, I go on a journey, all my mind will be focused on coming back home. And everybody at home will be waiting for you to come back home. Hallelujah. Amen. So there was this family that went out to the United States and they gave birth to a baby. And then they were coming back home. And when they got to the counter at the airport, and they said the baby cannot fly. But this girl is a Nigerian, blah, blah, blah. She's our daughter. She cannot fly. Why? She doesn't have the papers to fly. Father is a Nigerian. The mother is a Nigerian. So the baby was born in the United States. And then they say, we cannot put her on the plane to Nigeria except she has a Nigerian passport or a document from the Nigerian consulate in the United States that this baby is a Nigerian. That's the only condition she will fly. If you do not have the passport, you cannot return home. Hallelujah. Whether you like that green card, that green passport or not, word of mouth does not bring you back home. That document that brings you back home. Amazing. Yeah, see, I'm leaving their country to come to my country. They should allow me pass. There are regulations for these things. We are going to go back home. And when we are going back home, we need to show them the passport that we belong home. Amen. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, life. So coming to church is not to identify. Everything you say is to identify. If there's nothing to prove that you go to church, then there will be a problem. And your proof has to be in the manner and the life that you live. Hallelujah. Amen. So when I was growing up, my father says, he had the habit of saying that know the child of whom you are. And it took me a while to understand, know the child of whom you are, that you always say. And then he will come and say that. So apparently my father likes bragging. Okay, he likes bragging. He'll just be forming all over the place. So when he's in the midst of his friends, he's going to brag about his children. Okay? And he doesn't like carrying last. He has to be in front. So if he says that my child is the best, he's going to bring out proof that this is what my child has done. And unfortunately, I didn't give him that privilege. I didn't give that privilege to be bragging. It was my sister that gave you the privilege. So every time you say, my daughter, my daughter, my daughter. So every other person was just like a child. It was my daughter, my daughter, my daughter. Why? Because his daughter was always doing the things that he wanted her to do. So my sister has this bad habit of always coming first in every, it's a bad habit. It was not good for us. She will always come first, first in this, first in that, first in that. And then even in languages, I think French. So when my son was in, I think it was in year 7 or year 8, and we had a problem with French, I said, there's no problem. That's why we have family. So I took the question paper, I snapped it, I sent it to my sister. And then she sent back the answers with reason. So that you know that she did not copy it. She sent back the answers with reason. She put every reason. And then she called. He said, if it is plural, you will say vous or nous. If it is singular, it's tu or... I said, no worry. So my father was always bragging about her, you know, so when he goes anywhere. So when he comes back home, he will always come and say, no, the son of whom you are. Why would you go and give me problem because you want to brag? Well, God has not given us a problem. He hasn't. If you are God's son and God's child, you have to live the God life. Amen. You have to live a life that will show. And then you can also brag, like my father did. Amen. So the best I could do for him was to be the best at whatever I thought I could do. Amen. So I will be on the field. I play football. I will run. They were not enough. I will just go back and say, I did this. Okay, I've heard you. Okay, I've heard you. Then one day, which is the only, he has gone to be with the Lord 22 years now. But that's this one thing that he did that I always remember was the last race I would have when I was in school. He never comes for intersport. Mm-hmm. But this race, second to the last one, my father came. He didn't tell me he would come. He doesn't show up. It's always my mom that will be there. And then I ran. I got to the finish line. And you know when you want to stop now? I ran the finish line. And I stopped in his arms. I ended the race in his arms. I was shocked. He smiled and he went away. That was the only time he saw me running. And after that, he will always make reference to it. So I added the cap. I added a feather, the only feather. God is very purposeful about all of us, and is very deliberate. He was very deliberate from the beginning that this is what he wants us to do. I'm saying that don't forget that there's a home to return to. Jeremiah 7 and 8 was what we read this morning. Okay? Don't forget. Don't live a riotous life. Don't get carried away with whatever is happening in this life. Take care of home, which is in heaven. And there are some people waiting, a cloud of witnesses that are waiting to say, welcome. No, don't be scared. Nobody's dying. Okay? It's just to remind you that if you wear gold and chain and everything, make sure that you're wearing gold and chain when you get back home. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, now. So when the flight goes, some people will be in economy class. Some people will be in business class. Some people will be, which one is better? Business or first class? Which one is better? First class. Some people will be in class star. That one is beyond first class. Amen. because the works of your hands, the good things that you have done, that's the reward. So first, you have to have that passport that I belong to Christ. You believe in him, hallelujah. And then every other thing you do, especially in soul winning, and being a faithful and obedient child of God, adds feathers. You know, we have studs of stones to your crowns. So it is important. So be sober, not only for this minute, after. Don't go out now and start fighting. Yeah. Amen. This morning I was going to speak, so whatever you are hearing this morning, know that the word of God is life and the spirit. And whatever you are hearing this morning is very, very deliberate from God. Amen. Luke chapter 1. Luke 1, I read from verse 5. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah. This one, is it Abijah or Abijah? Or is that my own Abijah? You know my own Abijah. I know you know. This is what you know. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Or is it Elizabeth? Is it your language? It's Elizabeth. Abi. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years. So it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people was praying outside at the hour of incense. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Amen. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb." So those of you that like wine and strong drink, maybe this is from their mother's womb. Amen. He will also be filled with Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. Okay? So he says that he shall neither drink wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many children of Israel to the Lord their God. Hallelujah. He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And then Zacharias said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I'm an old man, and my wife is well advanced in age." Yes. And the angel answered and said, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. But behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time." Amen. Hallelujah. So I took the pain to read that so that we can put context to it. He said that there was a certain priest, Zacharias, and his wife was of the household of Aaron. So they were very godly. They understood to pray. They understood the sacrifices and every other thing that is attached to serving God. But yet they were without a child. And this is someone that goes in. I said at this time of this encounter, he went in to prepare or to do incense. Okay? And then the angel of the Lord is speaking to him. And he was advanced in age. He was advanced in years. Okay? So it wasn't a new thing for him to do all the ordinances he was doing. Okay? He was advanced in years. He should have been able to understand and relate with the messengers of God. Hallelujah. So when you are coming to church and you are going, that's the way it looks like Zechariah's life is. You go to the temple and perform the ritual and then leave. Hallelujah. No encounter with God. Because it takes an encounter with him for you to be able to relate with him. And so when the angel spoke, I said, that which you have been praying for, it shouldn't have been to him a surprise. Now the angel's answer to him was that because of your unbelief. But his question to his angel was that, how will I know that these things will come to pass? The way we answer questions or the way we respond to life issues shows whether we believe or we don't believe. Let's go back to verse 16. It says, and many of the children of Israel shall he turn unto the Lord their God, and he shall go before his face in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to walk in the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the people, for the Lord, a people prepared for him. And Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? And the angel terms it, okay, in verse 20, the angel termed that simple sentence and says, and behold, thou shalt be silent and not able to speak until the day that these things shall come to pass, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. Amen. That's one man's encounter with an angel. Let's look at the story of Joseph. Matthew chapter 1. Sorry, I didn't know my... I'll read the NKJV now. Don't worry. Matthew chapter 1. I'm taking it from verse 18. It says, now the birth of Jesus was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. Let me pause there. This year's anniversary service will be coming up on the 12th and the 13th, and it's called titled Family Dynamics. We'll talk about the family. Okay? And it's Joseph that made me pause so to tell you that. Why? Joseph, the Bible says, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. Husbands, be your wife's umbrella and covering. In fact, he had no responsibility. He was just betrothed. But see what he did. He was going to cover, because he thought, this is shameful. He was going to see it secretly and make sure that there was no shame to her. Oftentimes, everybody's ego is that, let me disgrace you. Abi? Yeah, he has done this thing. You must disgrace the person. Please learn from Joseph. Hallelujah. But that's not to say that if you come and say you have Holy Spirit, baby. Amen. Then he said, but while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. The angel spoke. Then Joseph, being arose from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Amen. Two men, an encounter with angel, and two different responses. And I say that our question paper is different, but the underlying principle is the same. So the angel comes and speaks and tells Zechariah so many things about what he has been praying about, a child. And this child, this is what it's going to be. It will be, and don't, no strong drink, no wine, hallelujah. Let this child be this. And then Zechariah says, what will I used to know that this will happen? Now Joseph was sleeping. And then the angel appeared to him and said, do not be afraid to take her as your wife. So to them, to both of them, the word of God came. Amen. And their answers were both different. Amen. The answer from Zacharias was, show me more evidence. And the answer from Joseph was pure compliance. Okay, the Bible says in verse 24, Matthew 1, then Joseph, being arose from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth, and he called his name Jesus. Amen. On a daily basis, on a regular basis, let your encounter be with God. He says, my sheep, they know my voice. So don't just identify because you want to join the crowd. Hallelujah. Dangerous when you join the crowd. Abby? Is it not? When I was in secondary school, the only time we rioted in secondary school, I did not join the crowd. All the while we rioted when I was in the university, I did not join the crowd. It was interesting. It's very energetic when the crowd starts making noise. Okay? It's very energetic. It's adrenaline pumped in your system. You see all the chaos around, and then you this is fun, blow, blow, blow. When that riot was happening in my secondary school, I don't know where those boys got the bottles from. The bottles were just flying. Whoa! It would fly, and then it would land. Whoa! And everybody would scream, yay! And then I suddenly remembered that you cannot hear my father's name in this kind of chaos. So I hid. And then I remember, I have a brother in this school. Where is this boy? I hope he's not also throwing bottles. So I kept looking for him all over. But because we have been hearing the same song, the boy, you know what the boy did? They found a patch in the fence of the school, and then he and his friends went behind that fence, sat down there, and they were playing marbles. So while all the chaos was going on, he was there. So eventually when I found him, I said, fine, we are fine. So the two of us are very okay. We don't follow the crowd. Especially when it comes with things and all. Even with good things, we do it for a reason. When you come to church, it's not because you want to play for a church, and it's not because you want to sing for a church. It's because you want to serve the living God. And you don't serve God with the lips. Amen. You know what serving God with lips is? You say he's Lord. And then when it comes to doing, you do not do it. Hallelujah. So that's an encounter. Those are encounters with angels. Angels are very wonderful. They will speak to us. And they will tell us what the Lord is saying. When you appear, they say, fear not. Because it's a strange, it will have been a strange sight. or is hearing the voice for the first time, fear not. Now let's go to Hebrews chapter 1. If I'm speaking to you and you cannot believe, how will you believe when the Lord speaks to you? If I speak God's words to you and you cannot believe, okay, how will you believe when the one that is word was spoken to you now speaks to you himself? Hebrews chapter 1. The Bible says, and I'm probably going to read the whole of Hebrews chapter 1, so we'll stay there for a while. The Bible says, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, as in these last days, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, says, as in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than day. Hallelujah. He says that having become so much better than the angels, as he has by his entrance obtained a more excellent name than they. He says, in this time, God speaks to us by his Son. Hallelujah. If God is speaking to you by angels and you cannot pick it, how are you going to pick it in this age and time that he speaks by his Son? He says, for to which of the angels did he ever say, you are my Son, today I have begotten you, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame. But to the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. In the last, in verse 13, he says, but to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool? All these comparisons, these are the things that he told Christ. He told Christ, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. I think that's, you see, that in Psalm 110. The Lord said to my Lord, you see, that is Psalm 110. And then he says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? Are they, that's a reference to the angels, are they not ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those? Hallelujah. So they are messengers. Okay? They bear message from the Lord. So if Zacharias could not believe an angel, he did not believe the Lord. That is the meaning. If Joseph believed what the angel told him, then he believed the Lord. And someone said, how do you know is the Lord? I think someone is saying that in his heart. I don't know. But the Lord is saying, an angel, when you say angel, it has defined it totally. An angel stands in the presence of the Lord. A devil will always be a devil. And an angel will always be an angel. So don't be doing calculation in your head. How do you know an angel is speaking God's word? He's an angel. That name alone solves the problem. If it's not an angel, it will tell you that an evil spirit or something. So it's an angel. He bears a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, people are fond of saying the devil, you know. It's better that the angel, you don't know. Their names tell you that there is a difference. The devil is always a devil. cannot be better than an angel. And I read some people used to classify angels. No, they would say archangel, small angels. Angel is angel. And all, that angel will always be better than the devil. If that angel is sent on an errand and he enters problem with the devil, another angel will come and support him. Hallelujah. Amen. So, the Bible says that they are ministering spirits. But it says in this time, God is speaking to us by his Son. Hallelujah. That's not to neglect the ministry of angels. And what is he saying by his Son? Or what has he said by his Son? He has spoken so many things. And even the Son himself has spoken a lot of things. Hallelujah. In John chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus said, so if you will fly with the words of an angel, you are flying with the word of God. And so when the word of God comes to you directly, you should fly with it. Amen. So oftentimes people do they respect a lot. So if I tell my son something, he's going to do it. Why? Because he can see me and he says, ah, that is daddy. Okay? If the Lord is speaking, he may just probably take a while to obey because he can't see him physically. And that's why you should not relate to God on a physical level. You should relate to him with the Spirit. Because God is Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. So that when you won't be like, because you are not seeing him, if you are worshiping him in spirit, you will see him. And that same regard you have for something that you see physically, you will have much more than that because you can see him. It's tangible before you. In John chapter 6, he says, and Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Hallelujah. He says, in this age and time, he speaks to us by his Son. The words of the Son should be weightier to you than any other person's word. You know, this morning when we were having Bible school, I want to read you. Setman said something, yeah. Yes, he says something, Colossians chapter 1. Verses 16 to 17. Colossians 1. I turn now. We'll move that anyway. It says, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him, and is before all things, and in him all things consist. Hallelujah. And then he said, why be afraid of what was created? Thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers, when he that created all is with you and for you. Hallelujah. He that created all is with you and for you. So when he's speaking, you should take it that this word is saying is far more weightier than every other thing that you can relate with. And the issue is that we have put the cart before the horse. The things that we should count as very strong and weightier, we put them back. Hallelujah. So he says that I am the truth. He says that I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Hallelujah. Whether it is spiritual or it's physical, he says this is what Christ has said. And he says that he has spoken to us by his Son. Hallelujah. You find the words the Son has spoken and know that this is what the Lord is saying. If there is hunger in you, the first point of your hunger should be that you have a spiritual hunger. Amen. And the phone says that if you have me, you will not hunger and you will not thirst again. Amen. If you like, make it bread and butter, no problem. It is the word of the Son. Hallelujah. But he says you will not live by bread alone. That's why you have to take care of the spiritual. And he says if you hunger about spiritual things, it will satisfy you. So if there are things that you think you don't know, it will satisfy you. And that's why I went to read Colossians 1:16 and 17. He made all these things that we so much are afraid of, all these things that we so much give so much honor and accolade to. He says the one that made them is with you and is for you. Hallelujah. You know, it's possible for people to be with you and not for you. So I watched elections recently on TV. The result of elections recently, I think it was Football Federation. So, you see that election? Or you saw that interview? So, you know the way it is now. Everybody will campaign. So some people had given assurance. And then another person won. And when they were interviewing this man, they said, well, that's how life is. I mean, I didn't expect that I would lose with all the assurances I got from people. The assurance from people, man will always fail. You know, if you want to have an election here now, if I go, say I want to, I'm sure some people will not vote for me. It's not because, you know, it's true now. It's not because you don't like me. It's just a norm that you can't get 100%. Some will say his belief is not different. Some will say, why is he going? He should stay in church. For that reason, they will not vote. It's true. Hallelujah. Amen. But he's saying that he will satisfy all things. If you think you are not satisfied, go back. He said he's speaking to you in this time by his Son. Hallelujah. And when he was speaking, he spoke these words after he had fed the 5,000. Okay? Now, he says in John chapter 8, verse 12, John chapter 8, and in verse 12, and he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Hallelujah. Amen. And when he's saying this affirmation, well, anytime he was making these affirmative statements, it was after an event. So they were going to stone this woman for adultery. And everybody says that she must be stoned. And he said, he spoke in verse 7 that he who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. Okay? And then he says, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. And when Jesus has raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? She said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Then he spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. When it seems that all is lost and there is no hope, in him we have life and we have hope. Hallelujah. But I've told you, all these things that he keeps saying to us, they are with conditions. When he was letting the woman go, he said, go and sin no more. That was a new lease of life. He says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness. So what would you expect the woman to do? To follow him. And what did the woman do? She followed him. So if you have the bread of life and the light of the world, what else do you need? If he speaks to you, then you listen. Hallelujah. In John chapter 10, verse 9. John chapter 10. Let me read from verse 7. Then Jesus said to them again, remember, he says he speaks to us by his son. Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. He says the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. And I will take this last word. John chapter 11. I'm going to read verses 25 and 26. So this was after when he got to Lazarus' place. And in verse 25, he says to her, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Hallelujah. He was talking to Martha. Do you believe this? You don't throw up your arms and lose all hope. Where you have Christ. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Hallelujah. Always remember that what you are seeing is a physical body. And there's a you on the inside of that physical body. Amen. But these are the words that Christ has spoken. At times when he has set people, he has shown himself, or he was about to show what he can do, and he set people free. He says, I'm the bread of life. Hallelujah. See, when you hunger and thirst and you take me, that will not happen to you anymore. He also said that he's a good shepherd. Hallelujah. He's the door and he's what? He's the light of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. When the word of Christ comes to you, take it wholeheartedly. No angel is going to appear to you again. No angel. Going to appear to you again, other than the word of God. Amen. In John chapter 1, because in Hebrews, he says that he speaks to us in this time by his son. In John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. If he will speak to you by his son, he will speak to you by his word. Hallelujah. Where are we always hearing the word of God? He's the son of God that is speaking to you. Amen. And so, anytime you come across the word of God, come by the word of God, take it with all seriousness, because in it is bringing light. In it is feeding you and is quenching your thirst. Hallelujah. The word of God, we can never downplay its importance. Hallelujah. What we can do is to amplify it the more. If you want angels to come, I guarantee you they will not come. If you want to send them on errand, I guarantee you they will come. Because that is the dispensation that they are. In Hebrews chapter 1, he said they are ministering spirits to them that are called forth for salvation. And okay? So if you need to send them on errands, they will show up. But if we need them to bring a message, that message cannot be outside the word of God. So you do yourself a whole word of good to look at that word on a constant and continual basis. Hallelujah. That's how God is going to speak to you. You will hear his voice. It will be by his word. Hallelujah. Amen. You want to have a physical encounter with him, it will be by his voice, by his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us rise on our feet. The bread of life, the light of the world, the door, the good shepherd, the resurrection and life, the way, the truth and life. Those are all that the attributes that Christ called himself. And so, and if you look at it, you want to find a way, there's a door to open. It's Christ. Hallelujah. You are hungry, there's bread to feed you. It's Christ. You see that there's darkness all over. He says, I am light. Hallelujah. It's the light of the world. There is light for you. Hallelujah. Only stay in him and with him. And indeed, he will make everything manifest. Just talk to him this morning. That all that you want to ever do is to obey that medium which through which God is speaking to us, which is by his Son. And the Bible says it clearly, that in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. So even myself, you, and everything that we see, without him, nothing was made that was made. Hallelujah. And if he is for you and with you, all these things that were made are subject to him. And so you do not need to fear. All your fear and your reverence should be to honor the word of God and to honor the Son of God. Thank him because indeed he is a good God. Father, we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.